Blog Talk Radio.
This episode, I was in the middle of a move.
Yes.
And
congratulations.
Thank you. We're actually recording this from my new place right now.
Yes.
And it's just, you know, we're still...
New vibe.
Yeah, new vibe, new energy. It's very positive, so I'm glad that we're doing it here now.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope everybody is having a good weekend so far.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. I'm excited. I felt a little empty when we didn't do our show last Saturday. So I'm
kind of
glad. Yeah,
we're not doing it.
Yeah, so I'm glad that we're on the air,
on the air
today. And we're going to be talking about part two
of our discussion of the other woman.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be focusing this discussion on the judgment aspect of other womanhood, or in other words, how society tends to
bad
criticize
women, that
and come for
the
other women.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just jump right into that. But remember, if you want to call in, please feel free at 347-637-3984. You can also interact via Twitter. You can direct message us, twitter.com/ChattyChicksRadio,
facebook.com/ChattyChicksRadio, and we're on Google Plus as Chatty Chicks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All that good stuff.
Yes, yes.
Now,
let's get to the show.
We left off last week. We had a caller come in and give us a really great perspective on having been the other woman and also the wife and comparing those experiences, which is really great.
Yes.
I want to
thank you,
anonymous
caller,
for calling in and sharing your story. It was really good to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
But now, what are we talking about?
Well, I was sharing with my co-host here I was tagged in Google Plus, an article that was written by a gentleman named Furious, and it's under the website urbanintellectuals.com, and he was talking about the side chick, the 10 reasons the side chick phenomenon seems to be growing in the black community. So I shared this with my co-host, and of course, and we all know she's very opinionated.
Yeah.
She is ready to rip it to shreds.
I am. I think the entire article is flawed. And this is what we came up with this new thing for the show now called calling your ass out.
It's like our donkey of the day.
Right. if you've ever listened to
Power 105,
Charlamagne and Donkey of the Day, this is our version of that, calling your ass out. And the target of calling your ass out is Furious, who wrote this ridiculous, well, to me it's a ridiculous article.
Yes.
Well, blog, rather.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's an actual
writer.
Professional journalist.
But it's a blog, yeah.
Yeah, 10 reasons the side chick phenomenon seems to be growing in the black community.
Okay, so shall we start with the first phenomenon?
Yeah, let's start with this flawed logic. What's the first one?
The first one, he talks about the invention of the word side chick.
Okay. So what's his main point here?
Well, basically, he's saying that the word side chick is supposed to be kind of like a better term.
A cleaned-up version.
A cleaned-up version for a mistress or what have you, and he seems to feel that the reason why the word side chick came about is to clean it up a bit, to make it, to sanitize, you know, being a mistress or the other woman. I don't know.
Let's talk about that. Well, of course, I don't agree with that at all. I still think side chick is just it's just another term.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily think
it's a cleaned up version.
No, I don't.
Actually,
I think it's still negative connotations attached to it, which is one of the reasons I hate it. You'll almost never hear me use the term side chick.
Yeah.
I hate that. It's still negative.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where he's getting the sense that it's being cleaned up.
According to him, he says it makes it seem like it's an acceptable title for someone to have or aspire to or accept in their life.
But he's not really expanding his argument. He's not really explaining exactly how
this term
is making a positive out of this situation, like how it's making, you know,
mm-hmm.
how this somehow would indicate that it's something positive or to aspire to. I don't think he makes his case.
I don't think so in this part either. And then he says that there's no blowback from the black community.
That's a total lie.
And I don't believe
there's
that
a
to be
song,
true.
Sideline Ho. Well,
yeah,
you know,
Monica,
I mean,
yeah.
It's not side chick, but it's the same. It's a variation of it. It's the same thing. There's
right.
a whole song,
yes.
Sideline Ho.
Right.
Basically, yeah, I should call her ass out on that too, but that's for another time. But yeah, that's a very, if you've ever listened to that song, it's very negative.
Mm-hmm.
It's not celebrating.
No, it's not celebrating
at
it at all. Exactly. So let's go to his second reason. And it says low relationship standards, meaning he feels the reason why women are glorifying the side chick thing is because they have some type of low self-esteem. And me and my co-host here, we've talked about this, and honestly, maybe to a degree with some, but for a lot of these women that are out here that are the other women or the mistress, there's no low self-esteem.
No.
They're in it for different reasons. Women are
right.
who are side chicks, they're in it for different reasons.
Yeah.
You
can't paint them all with this broad brush. Actually, I think it's actually not that many women who actually have low self-esteem that are side chicks.
No.
I think a lot of them have very high self-esteem. It's not always a self-esteem issue. I think that's what we talked about the first time a little bit,
mm-hmm.
that we really need to get away from like this very narrow sort of definition we have and
mm-hmm.
these visions we have of side chicks. They're obviously not all have low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Jocelyn from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta was a side chick and does not have low self. It's clear.
It's clear that she has
that she
no
does
low
not
self-esteem.
Have a self esteem issue.
Angelique Jolie, we
did
just
not.
Yeah, about that. She was a
she
side
did
chick.
Not
and she did not and does not
have low
no low self esteem.
And that's not a term I would ever think to describe Angelique Jolie. And a lot of women it's not that. And we talked about how some women really just have an agenda. Some of them are in it
for the money.
To get
their bills paid,
their coins.
That's right. Yeah.
And some of them are in it because that's the situation they prefer. They prefer not to deal with the drama of what it means to be a wife, and they'd rather just like you come, you go, and you get out of my face. Like
right. They want to be free.
Yeah.
Mhm.
And they rather have a man who specifically they know is attached,
mm-hmm.
so they don't have to deal with them.
Exactly.
So think about this. It is not all about, you know what I mean, low self-esteem. And
right.
You got to get that out of your mind. These are very 1950s sexual politics. We want to get away from that.
Yeah, and what I don't like about it is in this blog, in his blog, we feel like he is kind of the great, you know, like kind of really badgering the women.
Yeah,
but not... Not
yeah.
the men.
I think later on, and he's like, oh, he's calling the men, they're married men who are dating other women. If you're a married man, it is
cheating.
It's not dating. It's cheating.
Okay.
And, you know, just little, you know, really watch out for the type of language people use because you can see that there's really this very almost anti-woman way of thinking, like, oh, this woman's horrible. They have low self-esteem. They're scum of the earth, but the man is dating.
Yeah, he's right.
He's dating other women. When you're messing with other women, your wife doesn't know, is not aware of this, and
mm-hmm.
this is purposeful. This is cheating. It's not dating.
Exactly. So let's move on to the next BS reason. Fear of polygamy. Now, we had this discussion. How is it polygamy when the wife does not know that she's being cheated on or her husband is seeing someone else?
Yeah.
So where's the polygamy in that?
It's not polygamy. Again, that is cheating.
Yes.
Because in polygamy, everybody is aware of every relationship that's going on. If it's, I think, well, first of all, polygamy, and not polyamory or polyandry, it's something, I think polygamy is like when you're actually married to each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's like in, what is that, Utah or whatever, where they do that? Like,
right.
They have, like, sister wives and stuff like that. That's true polygamy because everybody knows about that relationship.
About, and they all live on in one roof.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They might, like, have their separate, like, little
houses,
but they're all,
but
connected,
they all connected.
And the women actually raise each other's children.
Mm-hmm.
That's true polygamy.
That's true polygamy.
Cheating is not polygamy.
Yes. Let's read just a clip of what he talks about in this one. He says, in essence, being the side chick in a relationship or having one is polygamy. The only problem with this is the wife is not aware of the relationship. The other two people know they are involved in polygamy. But the wife is kept in the dark. Clearly, he
it's
doesn't know what
polygamy.
The hell he's talking
so
about.
Really,
it's not polygamy.
Really,
various,
this relationship,
not polygamy.
This argument is moot anyway because
yeah.
it's not actually polygamy. But the idea that people are afraid of polygamy and therefore this is why side chicks exist, no. I don't feel like he made a strong enough connection
point.
Between those
no.
two points. What does he say? He says, the reason I say fear isn't because the parties don't want to be involved in this type of relationship, but they are too afraid to be open and honest enough to say it. I think if people wanted to have open relationships,
they would do it.
They would
exactly.
do it. It's 2014,
mm-hmm.
and people are doing it.
Yep.
And since he's addressing the black community, I know plenty of black people who are participating in open relationships
mm-hmm.
and are openly dating more than one person.
Yeah.
So
the fear of polygamy is garbage.
Nope.
Next. media glorification.
Okay,
now I do feel in a way that it is kind of glorified through the media, you know, as
what's the side chick? I hate this term, but we're going to use it because it's an article.
We're talking about the article. But yeah, in a way, I do feel like it is kind of glorified a little something, but I don't want to, we don't want to make the media, we don't want to give the media that type of
glory. Yeah, it's not
like,
really their
glory.
Responsibility.
It's not their responsibility.
They didn't create it. They didn't help create the side chick. First
no.
of all, the side chick has existed for
centuries.
It's
centuries.
Biblical.
Yeah, it's
concubines.
Biblical. Yeah.
Kept women. This is ancient stuff. There's
yeah.
nothing new about it. And it's not anything that's exclusive to the black community, definitely. It might be overexposed
yeah.
due to the media, but it's not something that is really exclusive to our culture. That's nonsense.
Yeah.
But what does he say? Let's face it, the other woman or side chick is nothing new. Okay. But, yeah, he says it's a new phenomenon, but whatever. The only problem today is the media, celebrities, reality television, social media seem to glorify the position as something of honor or stature. I don't feel like anybody's
glorified.
Well, maybe to an extent that, like, they're over, like, sensationalizing it.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, oh, it's something of honor, I don't think anybody gives a shit
mm-hmm.
about anything like honor. Oh, is this an honorable thing to do?
Yeah.
That's.
I don't think that's something
people really consider,
no.
whether it's honorable or not. I think the problem, the huge problem with this article is that he is superimposing his morals and his ethics onto reality
mm-hmm.
and judging it from his moral lens,
yeah.
yeah, as opposed to just seeing the situation for what it is. You can't apply your moral compass to actual people. And this is why he's, like, saying they have low self-esteem or, you know, it's just immoral. Well, what's immoral to you?
Yeah.
It's not immoral to
everybody else.
And that's how I try to look at the situation, any situation. But you have to suspend your morals when you are looking at this whole dynamic. Sorry, guys. Don't know what that was.
We don't know what that was about.
I guess that was a blog talk thing.
Maybe so.
Sorry about that. But, yeah, back like what we were saying, yeah, I'm sorry. It's really, the moral issue, I don't think we even need to go there.
No, we don't have to go there.
Because each of us has the power to make these type of decisions in our lives, what we'll deal with, what we won't deal with,
mm-hmm.
how we'll move in the world and how we won't move in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the whole moral issue has to, we don't even need to go there.
And the next reason, he says, is lack of successful marriages to model.
Let's go ahead and read that because
it's
short.
Sure.
The ugly truth about the black community is we don't seem to be interested in marriage these days. There was a time when the black community's marriage rate was higher than that of the white community, but no more. First of all, I don't know where you're getting these statistics.
Yeah. He doesn't even state actual statistics. He's not even providing resources or anything to
cite where you're getting this information. Not that it even matters, because
right.
who cares about, like, statistics? But the other side of it, oh, we don't seem to be interested in marriage these days. One thing... And I think this is because, you know, that whole statistic, oh, 70% of black women aren't married and all this other nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
But really what they found is that they're looking at a certain age group when they pull that statistic.
Right.
Black women tend to get married when they're a little bit older.
Yes.
And I guess that middle age range, maybe
yes.
40, sometimes like 35,
40. 35, 40.
Yeah, and
mm-hmm.
up.
And up. Mm-hmm.
So really a lot of black people are just waiting later to get married.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with if a lot of black people aren't interested in marriage. I mean, everybody, different strokes for different folks, I say.
I say
if you don't want to get married, you should not get married.
Exactly.
I don't see why it's such a negative thing in the black community. It's like, oh, you don't want to get married.
You don't have to get married. It's just a piece of paper.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
This is coming from two married folks, people.
Yes. Hello.
I'm telling you, like,
yeah.
I think that obsession with the marriage rate in the black community puts way too much pressure on black men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Just, if you're in a relationship, just nurture it.
Yeah.
You know, just let it, give it a chance to, you know.
Grow.
To grow and breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't understand what this has to do with the side chick, quote-unquote, phenomenon.
Exactly.
I don't know if you're saying that because we don't have successful marriage models, that when we do get married, we allow for the side chick, but that doesn't explain why you think it's a phenomenon. Like,
because, let's be honest, people, that's not the only reason why there's not successful marriages. It's because
mm-hmm.
of mistresses or misters.
Mm-hmm.
It's beyond that. It's financial.
That's the number one reason.
Finances
are the main cause of, like, divorce.
Yes.
And dissolution of marriage.
Yeah, so let's not, please.
Breakdown of communication. I mean,
yeah.
I think I heard someone say that, what did he say? If you want to kill a marriage, like, outright,
mm-hmm.
you can cheat, but if you want to kill it slowly, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's all these other issues
yeah.
that, you know, really threaten marriages.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying cheating doesn't. I'm just saying that there are a lot of other factors
yes.
that lead to the dissolution of marriages. It's rarely just cheating.
Yeah.
That could be the straw that breaks the camel's back,
mm-hmm.
but most of the time there are also other problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the only thing that will undo a marriage.
Absolutely. And his next point, he says, lack of consequences. And I'm going to read this because it's almost as short. I know. I know, because I'm trying to watch the clock as I'm doing this. As long as you have no morals or conscience, then there are no consequences to being a side chick. The community doesn't repel you. There are no financial fallouts. Nothing is stopping women from taking a few husbands for a spin, get what they can, and move on. Again.
Bullshit.
Again.
First of all,
yeah.
the community does repel you.
Yes.
Society at large repels you.
Mm-hmm.
They come for the woman. They come for the woman, and they come for the woman hard. The guy...
He gets off like a fat rat.
Scot-free.
Yeah.
With no...
No, you don't have to worry about any consequences, no repercussions, no criticism, no nothing. That's BS.
Yeah, and, you know, this is coming from a male's perspective, so I'm not surprised. He's just not aware.
No, he's not aware.
Of the type of judgment that women face every day. Mm-hmm. Not just side chicks, but women, period.
Period.
How our sexuality is policed
mm-hmm.
by society.
Mm-hmm.
Society always wants to tell a woman what to do with her body, from what she can, who she can sleep with, how many people she can sleep with, how she can have babies, how she can, you know, have access to birth control. Like, women's bodies are like political property.
Always
like,
have been.
There are
years.
So many laws on the books that are about controlling how women move in the world, especially with our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So this idea that the community doesn't shame you,
yes, they do. They slut shame you.
Slut shaming is a real thing.
Yes.
And I think, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know any woman that hasn't been slut shamed.
Mm-hmm.
Even women who, by our standards, like, are not, we don't consider, like, quote-unquote, sluts,
mm-hmm.
are slut-shamed.
Mm-hmm.
I've been slut-shamed.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody who hasn't been
right.
slut-shamed. That's a
yeah.
woman.
Yeah.
And I don't get around. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I don't get around, I don't cheat, but I've been slut-shamed.
Yeah.
Have you been slut-shamed?
Yeah. Yeah,
like, especially at high school. That's a really rough time for women.
Yeah, I have. Was it in high school? No, it was actually junior high school.
Yeah.
I was actually slut-shamed, and honestly, I didn't even get physical
with
the person.
You could kiss somebody.
Yeah.
And, like,
was,
you'll
it
be
slut-shamed.
Crazy. Come on. Like,
I
this
mean,
is nonsense.
This is, it is. It's true nonsense. But we wanted to make a point in this, because the whole reason of doing the part two is we wanted to show you the side that of judgment that the women, you know, being the mistress or the other woman, they're always getting judged. The man doesn't get nothing. He doesn't get no kind of judgment.
Goes completely unscathed.
Yes.
And it isn't fair. I think that's one of our biggest issues
mm-hmm.
surrounding this whole quote-unquote side chick business, is that everything is centered on the women's behavior and not the actions of the man.
Yeah.
And if you're going to use your moral compass, then you should use it fairly and equally. And if the woman's going to come to be judged, so should the man.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Exactly. But we only have 8 more minutes, so we're going to just run through
these. Yeah, let's try to run
quick.
Through the rest. Men who want to date while married. We already discussed
that.
It's not dating when you're married.
It's cheating.
So we're not even going to go there.
Next.
Men shower side chicks with gifts,
trips, and
favors,
which we kind of touched on that a little bit about.
Yeah.
Now, that's according to the woman. You know?
Yeah.
Every woman is in it differently for different reasons.
There are a lot of side chicks who aren't getting gifts, trips, or favors or anything but
the D.
Cum bucket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
aren't getting anything but that. So
exactly.
That's certainly not a universal thing. It doesn't happen. I wish it did. For all the mistresses out there, I wish it was.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not.
Me.
It's simply not.
Not all the time. And
that still doesn't explain the side chick phenomenon. But I think we're not going to beat a dead horse.
No, we're not. And the last one says, available women willing to play their positions.
I don't know even what that's supposed to mean.
Meaning that they don't mind being the second person or the sideline person.
Willing crowd of black women out there willing to sit on the sidelines and
wait
for their marriage to
boom.
This is painting these women with a broad brush.
Yeah.
A lot of them are not sitting around waiting.
No.
Some of them have a clock, like tick, 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 his time is up. As soon as he gets emotionally at the time, moving on to the next married man.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, there's way too much oversimplification here. And that's where the judgment comes from, because
mm-hmm.
people refuse to see mistresses or the other women as humans.
Mm-hmm.
They're still humans.
Yes, they are.
They're people
mm-hmm.
with motivations, with goals, with agendas,
mm-hmm.
or with feelings, with thoughts. So let's stop trying to pigeonhole people because our moral compass is not allowing us to see them as anything but other than what we want to see them as.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
You know, there's gray areas, people.
Yeah,
not always black and white.
It's not.
You know? So,
Let's really eliminate this conversation of good and bad and, you know, right and wrong.
Exactly. And
it's not helpful.
Right. And, again, we're two married women.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as we said in most of our broadcastings, we're not here to judge.
Yeah.
This is a platform for women. And, you know, we just wanted to just show you guys, you know, that there's a lot of people out there who they're judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
Judge. You
yeah.
know, and especially as far as women is concerned. And it needs to stop.
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
I don't care if you're a wife or if you're single or you're a mistress. I don't care. I think in the end, my advice or whatever would just be to love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And really put yourself first when you make decisions about how you're going to move in a world.
Exactly. And I also want to add to that, just when you get into certain situations, just know what the repercussions is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Consequences.
Have some insight. Really trust your intuition and your gut and think about the long-term consequences because of how it affects you. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Even if you're not really able to see who else you're affecting,
mm-hmm.
at least think about how it will affect you.
Right.
And, you know, the whole thing with Monica Lewinsky is a perfect example of that because now she's like, I'm being judged so harshly.
But you knew going into this that
yeah.
it was going to get out.
Yeah, or maybe she didn't think about that. But that's the whole thing is you need to think about
these
things.
You need to think about these things. He's the president. What makes you really think
yeah.
he's going to get out? Come
on.
It's
the reality.
You know?
We're not saying it's right and
mm-hmm.
that she should have to pay for that one mistake for the rest of her life.
No.
But
come on.
This is your reality.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's really long-term consequences.
Face it.
And just own it. Yeah.
Yeah, own it. Okay? But, you know, again.
Try not to get caught.
Oh, God.
I know I shouldn't even say that, but, you know, that Monica Lewinsky situation made me feel like, Lord, any mistresses out there, just, I would advise discretion.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have your reputation to protect. You're not going to get a handbag deal like Monica Lewinsky did.
Right.
You're not going to get a book deal if you're a regular layperson and you
mm-hmm.
just made this. You really got to think about your reputation, your career, like all of these things.
Stuff.
Your family, if you have, you know what I mean? Other situations.
Yeah. So. But on that note, guys, we only have about 1:57 before we close. I just want to let you know if you have any other comments you want to add to
mm-hmm.
our discussion or concerns, hit us up on our email, chattychicksradio@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Also, all our social media outlets.
Yes, definitely check us on facebook.com/chattychicksradio because we're also going to be posting some really interesting
yes.
stuff on there and leading up to the next episode that I'm really excited about. And our twitter.com/chattychicksradio. Follow us.
Yes, Google+/chattychicks, please. I'm on there, guys. I'm communicating with the people.
Yeah.
Navigating Google+ really well these days. So
yeah.
please hit us up.
Yeah, we're excited about all the new developments that we have planned. So just
stay with us.
Bear with us and keep following. And we will see you
in two weeks.
Bye-bye.